have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
They said I wouldn't make it. Some people said wouldn't be here today, but look at me, look at me. I made it, yeah, by the grace of God. When I sit down and look back down to the years I have to shed so many tears.
Thank God for his grace, amazing grace. Oh, thank God for his amazing grace. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for blessing us with life, with health, and strength. We thank you for being the great and mighty God that you are. And God, right now at this moment, I come to you humbly asking for your help to deliver a word to your people, word in my mouth, what you would have me to say. Lord, if there's anything that I covered in my preparation that you don't want me to say, take it from my mind right now. And if there's something that I didn't cover that you want me to give your people, drop it in my spirit right now. Holy Ghost, have your way in this moment. Have your way in this time. Have your way in this season of spoken word that is going to go forth to your people. I need you, Lord. I need you more than I've ever needed you before. So I ask that you stand up in me to preach and teach your word, and you have your way like only you can. And God, we will give you all the glory and all the praise. And it's in Jesus Christ's name I do pray. I thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his son, Jesus, dying on the cross for all of our sins. And just thank God for his spirit that abides with us now. I am so grateful for his Holy Spirit, because the Bible tells us that the spirit leads and guides us into all truth. And even things that we don't understand, we don't know why they're happening the way they're happening. If we will just follow the spirit, it's kind of like the song they used to sing when I was growing up more frequently. We will understand it better by and by. We don't understand what may be going on right now. We may not see the end result right now. Some things are up ahead in the cloud is blocking our view. But if we just keep walking and following the footsteps of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He wants to lead and guide us. I was just thinking on several different messages that God has given me, and I was trying to think, well, God, what do you want me to say at this particular time? This message came to me, another message came to me, another message came to my head, and I'll just stop just to say thank you, God, for giving me a plethora of messages, but I want to speak the right message at the right time. And that's what the Holy Ghost does. It doesn't just have us to go out there and speak some. We can speak the Bible at any time. We can speak the Word of God at any time. We can quote scriptures at any time. But when we quote a word in due season, it's just like when we are expecting God to move. God, when he does something, he does it at the right time. It's called due season. And I want to walk and be in my season. I don't want to just say things because it's just something to say, or it may be a time in our human mind to say and do, but I want to be led by his spirit. And that's why we ought to rely on the Holy Ghost to lead and guide us into all truth, lead and guide us how to say, when to say, how to do, when to do, whatever we're doing. Not just speaking or singing or praying, but even our what we may feel like is minute or minor things that we do in our life, we ought to consult God. God, what you would have me to do on today? Lead and guide me in your perfect will and way. Help me to speak life to somebody today. Help me to work diligently today. You lead and guide me on how I should operate. Not just we just get up and just do our own thing, but let's consult God. So I was consulting God and trying to figure out which message he wanted me to share. And the Holy Spirit just gave me a simple, because God is not a complex God, simple message. He's not a God that is the author of confusion, the Bible says. But he's a God that will give us understanding, because the Bible tells us, in all thy getting, the wisest man in the world that has ever lived, there won't be one wiser than him, which was King Solomon. He said in Proverbs, in all thy getting, get an understanding. And people of God, if there's ever been a time that we need to get an understanding, that time is now. We need to get knowledge. We need to operate in that knowledge that begets wisdom and understanding, so we can know how to live in this world that we live in, because the world is changing every day. The world has got a lot going on. So it behooves us to be led of his Spirit, so we'll know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Everything that we do in our life, and when it comes down to our finances, we ought to be consulting God. When it comes to our health and how to take care of our bodies, we ought to be consulting God. When it comes to being a spouse, if you're married, we ought to be consulting God. When it comes to being a parent, if you have children, you ought to be consulting God. If it comes to whatever your ministry is, maybe you are a preacher of the great gospel of Jesus Christ, a teacher of the great gospel of Jesus Christ, or evangelist, whatever your role, whatever your call is in the body of Christ. You may be a singer, what to sing, how to sing. We ought to be consulting Christ with everything in every way. We ought to acknowledge God, and what would you have me to do? That's why it's so important when we wake up in the morning, when we open our eyes, we tell God, thank you. We give him thanks for he blessed us with another day. We tell him, thank you for allowing us to live to see a new morning. And we ought to ask him also, Lord, what is my assignment today? What would you have me to do on today? Lead and guide me in your perfect will and way. And God will do just what we ask him to do. He wants to be consulted first. Matthew 6:33 says it like this: but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew is letting us know what Jesus said to them. Seek God and his will, his way, his kingdom first. When we seek him, it sounds so simple, but, you know, a lot of times in our life I realize where we fail and we make so many mistakes, it's simply because we don't seek God first. We call our friends, we call our family, we utilize our own mindset and our own thinking, but how often do we really stop and say, Holy Spirit, lead me to where or what or when I need to do what you are calling me to do? It's so simple. But yet, because our carnal mind, because we dwell in this carnal body, we dwell in this flesh, and Paul said, like, there's no good thing dwelling in the flesh. The evil that I said I wouldn't do, I find myself doing, and the good that I said I was going to do, I find myself not doing. There's a war in my body, my flesh against my spirit. So we know we can't rely on this flesh to give us good answers. Yes, sometimes the flesh may tell us to be nice to somebody or do something for somebody or give this or whatever, but the flesh is a finicky attribute or entity to follow after. That's why the Bible tells us to walk in the Spirit. Then John 6:63 tells us to follow his Spirit. It says it like this: it is the Spirit that quickeneth, which means makes alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, that's Jesus talking, they are spirit and they are life. We often make so many mistakes and cause so much turmoil and trouble in our life because we don't take the time to follow God and his Spirit. We are not making him first in our everyday life. We must put our agenda to the side and get God's agenda. The time that we are living in now, it is so important, and it behooves us to follow the Spirit of the living God. That's why it's so important to have a prayer life. That's why it's so important to read your Bible. You know, there's so many Christians nowadays that don't read their Bible. They depend on ministers or others to instruct them, but don't read it themselves. And people of God, the Bible tells us, Paul said it like this to Timothy, who was a young pastor. He said, study to show thyself approved as a workman that needeth not be ashamed, and rightly divide in truth. We cannot rightly divide truth if we don't know what the right truth is. We can't discern what is right and wrong if we don't know what is right and wrong. So it behooves us to get in that word so the word can tell us what to do, when to do it, how to do it by the Spirit. When we read the word, it comes alive in our spirit, and we can walk in the way that it is telling us to go. But if we don't know the word, that's why Satan attacks us. You know, a lot of people say, I'm going to read the Bible before I go to bed at night. And I tell people this often that ask me, what's a good time to read the Bible? I would read it first thing in the morning. I would pray, and the first thing that I open up before I open up Facebook, before I open up Twitter, before reading emails for work or what's going on in the world with the news, the first thing I would do is pray, and I would read my word. And I'm not telling you something that I don't practice daily. This is my daily routine. When my eyes open, Lord, first of all, thank you for allowing me to wake up to see another day. Thank you for a good night's rest. And then the next thing is, after I pray, let me get into your word. And I recommend this. I'm not, I have no stock in YouVersion. I have no, nothing that I will gain by advertising for YouVersion, but this is just what I use. I utilize the app YouVersion, which is a Bible app. It has so many translations of the Bible. It has different Bible plans. You name an issue or something that you want to know more about, I'm telling you, you can search it on YouVersion, and they got a plan for it. And they are good Bible-based plans based on the Word of God. So that's where we should go first. We ought to be led by His Spirit. That's how we live a successful life. That's how we know how to be good spouses to our spouse. That's how we become good parents. That's how we become great Christians in our world that's making a mark that cannot be erased. We need a relationship with the Word of God. And with that relationship with the Word of God, it reveals God the more through His Word, and His Spirit abides in us. That's why we are failing on every hand when we don't live in the way of the Spirit. So John tells us in John 6:63, the Spirit gives life. It is the Spirit that Spirit makes alive. If you want to see life in the areas of your life, let the Spirit of the living God lead you into all truth, lead you into the pathway of righteousness. We're trying to do it on our own, in our own intellect, with our own mind. That will work sometimes, and a lot of times it won't work, but it may have a little success, but it won't have lasting success. Only what we do for Christ lasts. Only what we do for Christ has success that will last and go on and on and on, even to generations after we have gone on to be with the Lord. So it's important to get the Spirit of God, let the Holy Ghost, and all you got to do is say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Ghost. Call His name, Jesus. I need you. I need you in my life. I need the Holy Ghost. And I know that He will baptize you with His Spirit. And His Spirit is not your conscience. I know people like to say, my conscience told me not to do that. My conscience told me not to go over there. My conscience told me not this, that, whatever. Don't identify the Holy Ghost as your conscience, because He's bigger than a conscience. The Holy Spirit will lead you in the way that you should go, and it will never be wrong. Our conscience, our human intellect, our carnal mind will lead us in the pathway sometimes that is wrong. It's not always right. We can't depend on this flesh. The flesh moves on how it feels. The flesh moves on what it thinks. or what it knows to be true. But when you live in the spirit and you put your flesh in subjection to the spirit, no matter what your spirit may lead you to say, for example, I'm gonna fast today. But your flesh is saying, oh, you know you want that bacon. You know you want those pancakes. You know you want those grits and eggs. You can go ahead and eat. Or don't. The spirit may lead you to fast for 24 hours. And by 6 p.m. or 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 12 noon sometimes, well, I just fast half the day because our flesh is getting weak. That's why we can't put no trust in this flesh. We have to crucify this flesh. And when we need help to crucify, Lord, I can't do it. My flesh is weak. Jesus even said, the flesh is weak, the spirit is willing. That's we have to build up our spirit, man, so we can put our flesh in subjection, because we can never be successful when our flesh rules our lives. Our flesh cannot be our ruler. Our flesh cannot be our ultimate goal. To our flesh, this is just the body we live in. Our spirit, man, and our soul lives in. But we are spirit beings. And a lot of times we are unhealthy. We are overweight. We are not living the best life because we have allowed our flesh to dictate everything in our life, when we ought to be allowing our spirit to dictate everything, and it will keep our flesh in subjection. So if I can just say anything to encourage you, it's time to become spiritual. Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City City Singers sing it like this, "Let me be spiritual." And the song is based on and talking about being a spiritual man. It's talking about becoming spiritual, because when we become spiritual, we will never go wrong. We will never lose out. We will never fail when we follow his spirit. The Bible says the spirit of God is like the wind. We know not where it listeth. We don't know what move and what God is doing, because he doesn't tell us everything. He gives us sometimes parts of the plan. He doesn't give us the whole plan. But he wants us to follow him, because it's a trust thing. That's why the Bible tells us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, to trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him. He will direct your path. That's the spirit of God. He will lead you in the right direction. But we got to yield to the spirit. Not only will we recognize, okay, the Spirit is leading me to go, we have to yield to it. Now, that's one of the most difficult things we can do. But I admonish you to put yourself aside and just say, you know what, it doesn't feel good, but I'm going to follow the Spirit. I don't understand it, but I'm going to follow the Spirit. This is not the popular way, but I'm going to follow the Spirit. I don't want it. We can even say it like this and really mean it. I don't even like this way, but I'm going to follow it because it's the Spirit. And if we just trust in the Spirit of God, he will lead us to green pastures. He will lead us to much success. He will lead us to healthy lifestyles. He will lead us to healthy relationships. If we learn to trust and follow his spirit, we will succeed. The people of God, trust God, follow his spirit. And if you're not filled with the spirit, all you have to do is ask. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. It's not just talking about material things, but we can ask God for his Holy Spirit. Fill us with his Holy Spirit, that we may walk in the way that he would have us to walk and be successful in the earth realm. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word and your spirit. And I come to you right now asking you, in the name of Jesus, to bless us, guide us, and keep us in your perfect will and way. Help us to follow you in all that we do and say. Lord, we thank you for your spirit that is here in the earth realm that will lead us and guide us in all truth. Lord, we apologize for the times that we didn't obey your spirit and did it our way, and we see the results that were not favorable. But God, now we want to live a life that's based in your word and to be led of your spirit. And we thank you right now that we're living our best life in you from this moment forward. We're following you and your spirit. And it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen.
wonder if you made the right choice.
Made the right choice.
You wonder if you're on the right course.
Wonder if you're on the right course.
Did you hear
his voice?
Did you hear in that still
voice?
Trust the process.
Trust the process.
That's all it is. Just the process.
Just the process.
Just know that you are created for purpose. You are created for a reason. To be the healing balm for someone else. Just know
you are the
healing balm for someone else. And in this life, friends will come and friends will go. And you wonder why this pain day in and day out. Why does it seem to stay? Will these issues and trials go away? But then he'll speak to you. And that's just my voice. Trust the process. That's all it is. It's just the process. Not just for a house and not just for a car, but it's for you to be an encouragement to somebody else. Remember that time you was going through, somebody encouraged you. So now it's your time to be a healing balm for someone else. So you wonder why friends walked away. And you wonder why these trials seem to stay. These issues and these burdens that I carry day in and day out. And you hear, I hear you, God, trust the process. There's a reason for it all. Just trust us.
Else.
My own testimony is, there was a time in my life where I was home. There was a time that I didn't know which way to go. I wanted to give up and throw in the towel. But then I remember my mother saying, Scott, put a song in your soul. Put a song in your spirit. Let the going may get rough and the going may get tough. The heels, they're hard to climb.
Yeah. Because